Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
The weekend.
And the weekend is here. And the indications are that it will bring with it record-breaking heat. We'll focus that in just a bit. If you did not receive a $500 check as a pandemic essential worker in March, you may be getting one in June. A canine officer is reunited with his handler, and the fire department rescued some ducklings. I've got it all for you, and I'm ready to share it. So let's get to work. Okay, top of the news cycle, the weather. Today, sunshine and clouds and a bit warmer with a high of 78 to 82. The winds are south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, mostly cloudy. Chance of showers, lows 58 to 62. The winds will be light for the south. And then Katie bar the door for Saturday, mostly sunny, hot and humid. Highs 92 to 96 degrees. It will feel like 100. I'll explain that in a moment. Sunday, sunshine and clouds, hot and humid. Chance of an afternoon shower or storm, same deal, highs 92 to 96 degrees. Well, when you hear the forecasters going on about the heat index, it just means the other factors along with the weather that impact what it feels like, you and me. Now, when you add in the humidity, the heat index on Saturday will make it feel like it's in the mid to upper 90s, possibly around 100 degrees in some locations. So here are the inevitable tips everybody hands you to beat the heat. Wear lightweight, light-colored clothing, drink plenty of water, don't leave children or pets in the car, stay in air conditioning, especially if you have any health issues. Pretty obvious stuff, isn't it? Well, there are things you can do. Personally, I don't think they make a big difference, but I still would support doing them. Chief Administrative and Financial Officer T.J. Plant has been recognized by the Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada. The award recognizes finance officers who have demonstrated extraordinary actions during a time of health, financial, natural, or human-made crisis. So, CAFO Plant is one of five individuals to be honored with the GFOA's fourth annual Hero Award. Chief of Staff still pinch-hitting for Dom Sarno as he gets better, and he is, the word is, convalescing from COVID. Chief of Staff Tom Ash, on behalf of the mayor, will attend the annual Mayfest keg tapping at the Student Prince and Ford restaurant. This will be today. Mayfest is a festive and joyous tradition in Germany. It celebrates the arrival of spring, you know, where food is plentiful and spirits flow freely. And so do most of the celebrants. A Rhode Island judge has ordered bail for Holyoke Ward 2 City Councilor Wilmer Puello Mota. Puello Mota is alleged to have forged email documents in an effort to deceive his commanding officers at Barnes Air National Guard Base in Rhode Island authorities. Puello Mota was originally arrested in Warwick, Rhode Island in September of 2020 for possession of child pornography. Puello Mota appeared in Kent County Superior Court this morning where bail was set at $20,000. He did not have an attorney present. He told the judge his lawyer had been advised to drop his case. From the Greenfield Police Department, yesterday approximately 9:30 a.m., while being professionally kenneled in Gill, Mass., beloved canine officer Nico was able to scale 2 6-foot-high fences and fled into the woods. Nico was being watched while his handler was out of town on vacation. It's well within policy and customary for police canines to be kenneled while the handler's out of town. Well, there is such a strong bond between canines and their handlers that the belief was the dog was searching for his handler and was evading capture on purpose. Initially, the active search was suspended for Nico. They didn't want to further exhaust him or create an opportunity for him to fearfully run into the street. So his handler made arrangements for an emergency flight back home in order to assist searching for Nico and was back in the area last night. The police truly believe as soon as his handler calls for him, he will return. Well, Nico's handler arrived. With the public's help, we knew about where Nico was. The moment Nico saw his handler, he obeyed his commands and returned unharmed. So thank you for your thoughts and prayers. The Greenfield police will sleep better tonight. Animal rescue stories continue. In Hadley, make way for ducklings. Tuesday around 11:30 a.m., Hadley Fire received a call regarding some ducklings stuck in a storm drain on Route 9 in front of the Courtyard Marriott. Chief Spanknebel is happy to report that all the ducklings were rescued and returned to their concerned mom. You may recall, due to COVID, and despite the heat wave, a decision was reached in Springfield to not open the cooling centers. Instead, suggestions were made to those who have no other solution to keep cool to head to your local library, hang out there for a bit. However, now some spray parks are opening for Saturday and Sunday. In Amherst, the DPW will be activating the spray park at Groff Park today, tomorrow, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. The Mass Department of Conservation and Recreation noted that the spray deck at Heritage State Park in Holyoke will be open this weekend from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And also in Holyoke, city officials said that the spray pad at Community Field will open this weekend. Information on when the public pools will be open will come at a later date. The state has authorized another round of payments to workers who qualify on December 13, 2021. Governor Baker signed into law COVID-19 Essential Employee Premium Pays Program. $500 payments were delivered to nearly 500,000 people in March in the first round of the program. A second round will distribute approximately 330,000 additional checks this June. Now, here's how you get the money and how you don't. You get the money if you filed a 2021 tax return, been a Mass resident on or before June 15, 2021, or a part-year resident that lived in Mass between January 1, 2021 and June 15, 2021. If you have earned income of at least $13,500 in 2021, employment compensation. If you've had a total household income at or below 300% of the federal poverty level in 2021. Now, if you have received a $500 payment in the first round of this program, you're out of luck. Or if you've received any unemployment compensation in 2021, you don't get a payment. Or if you are an employee of the Commonwealth Executive Branch, if you received a one-time COVID-related payment from the Commonwealth as your employer, you're out of luck. All eligible individuals will automatically get a check in the mail. Now, if you don't get a check, you may be eligible for a future round of premium payments. I'd like to thank you for checking out all of our programs throughout the course of this week. I will remind you that they're all available to you online at Brad Shepherd Today at podbean.com on Pioneer Valley Radio. Now, the programs are archived there for your convenience, as this show will be today, tonight, and throughout the course of this hot weekend. Our next new program will be Monday morning and up online throughout the day and night as we all breathe a sigh of relief in relatively cooler temperatures. Take care of yourself. Make sure you drink plenty of water. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.